Now we turn to a woman who's figuring out how to close the gender gap in tech careers. Jobs in the so-called STEM fields, that's science, technology, engineering, and math, are among the fastest growing in the country. But while women make up nearly half of the college-educated workforce, they hold less than 25% of STEM jobs. And on this program and others, you often hear educators and various political leaders bemoaning that fact and talking about how to change it. Now we hear perspective from someone you might not expect. Danica McKellar started as Winnie in the 1980s family show, The Wonder Years. Here she is in the series finale, trying to break up again with Kevin, played by Fred Savage.
Kevin, here's what I think. I think this had to happen. Today, tomorrow, someday. I mean, it's not like we're kids anymore. Everybody grows up.
Well, Danica McKellar did grow up. She went on to graduate, summa cum laude, thank you very much, from UCLA with a degree in mathematics. And since then, she's written 4 math education books. Her latest is Girls Get Curves, Geometry Takes Shape. And Danica McKellar is with us now. Welcome. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me on.
Now, for people who aren't familiar with the books, they are a little different from the math books that you sometimes see in the kind of the summer workbook section of your, you know, toy store or bookstore, for example. On the cover of this one, there's How Do You Attract Guys? 8 Self-Esteem Boosters, an Inside Body Image Quiz. So a little different.
Yes.
How did you get the idea for this kind of book?
Well, first of all, I was a math major and loved math and kept encountering women who would say, oh, I could never do math. I was just never good at it. And then if you talk to them longer, you find out there was one teacher or one bad experience they had that was really discouraging. And because we are surrounded by stereotypes that tell us that girls are not supposed to be as good at math, you know, when girls are inundated with that and they do have a bad experience, they tend to give up a lot faster than they would if they weren't already of the mindset of, I'm not supposed to be good at this anyway. And I just kept seeing that happen again and again. And I thought, you know, I think I can do something about this. Maybe I can be like an ambassador for math because I love math and I don't fit the stereotype of the typical person who would be good at math. And it's been really exciting. And the girls who read my books, they're now starting to grow up and I'm hearing feedback about how they decided to be math majors and how they feel confident and how they feel good about themselves. And I'm just thrilled to be a part of their journey.
Well, one of the things that you do in the books is that you make it relatable to things that girls are probably talking about or thinking about anyway. For example, in the most recent book, you use Barbie's unrealistic body measurements to explain similar shapes and ratios. Talk a little bit about that or how you got that idea.
Well, really, I'm explaining Barbie's unrealistic ratios by using the stuff that I'm teaching them, with similar triangles and proportions. And to me, it's like, well, you know what? Math is a language, first of all. That's just a true statement. It's the language of the sciences. And it is a language that you can talk about a lot of different things in. You can talk about your taxes, or you can talk about Barbie. I mean, Barbie's a little young for high schoolers, but you can talk about things that teenage girls are thinking about. Popularity, boys, I don't know, pizza, puppies, you name it. It's in the books.
What kind of response, you've already started talking about this, that you get from educators, parents, and kids? I mean, we know that kids really enjoy the books, but what about educators and parents? What are you hearing from them?
The parents are grateful. A lot of them talk about how much cheaper it is than a tutor and how much more effective it's been. I guess some of them might not have the best tutors. I don't know. Educators love it as well. The only negatives I've really gotten is, I would say, from administrators, some of them who are a little hesitant about the titles. Mm-hmm. You know, math doesn't suck. I would get principals emailing me and saying, I'm sure the book is very good, but we don't even allow people to wear T-shirts that have that word on it. How can we let them carry the book? And so what was happening was kids were sneaking my book into their locker at school to show their friends and to do their math homework with. And I just thought to myself, you know what? If I'm getting kids to sneak a math book into school, I'm doing something right.
If you are just joining us, you're listening to Tell Me More from NPR News. I'm Michelle Martin, and I'm speaking with Danica McKellar. Now, I know you probably remember her from The Wonder Years, but we are talking about her best-selling math books. Her latest is Girls Get Curves, Geometry Takes Shape. We mentioned at the beginning of the conversation that you've always liked math, and you were never, you know, discouraged by the stereotype of, oh, girls can't do math. Oh, math is hard. I mean, where did we hear that?
Speaking of Barbie.
Well, I was going to say, but why do you think you never got kind of bitten by that discouragement bug?
Mm-hmm. It actually bit me a little. In the seventh grade, I actually was really afraid of math, and I would come home and I would cry because I was afraid of my math homework. I didn't realize at the time that it was just a teacher who didn't really know how to relate the material to us and explain it very clearly. And midway through the year, they brought a different teacher in. And it was amazing, the difference. She made math fun and interesting and friendly. She used to have us lay down on the floor and do like a 5-minute relaxation exercise before we took our math tests. She was amazing. And her whole attitude completely changed my attitude about math. When I got to college, I did not think I would be able to handle college math. And here it is. I had taken the Calculus BC exam, the AP Calculus BC exam, and I'd gotten a 5, which is the highest score you can get. And it's the hardest AP Calculus class you can take in high school. I didn't think I'd be able to handle college math. And who did I think would be able to handle college math, if I'm really honest with myself? Somebody who didn't look like me. Probably a guy. They'd be really good at college math, right? But I wouldn't be. I don't really belong. I didn't look the part. I didn't think I'd be able to handle it. And that's the only explanation. That's the only, all those little stereotypes, all those messages, they got in and they damaged me. Thank goodness I'm stubborn and I like a challenge. So I was like, oh, I'm just going to try it anyway. I'm just going to go for it. What the heck? And for me, actually, thank goodness I got through that fear that I had, because math ended up being something that bridged me from the child star thing, which can be very hard on the self-esteem, into who I was going to end up being, which is a confident young woman who knows she's good at something hard.
I do have to ask you, though, are you ever concerned that when you're using subjects that are more girl-friendly, are you ever concerned that perhaps you're not preparing girls adequately for the fact that the profession is still very male-dominated or male-centric, if you want to put it that way? You know, it's the same question people have when girls go to a predominantly, like a single-sex academic environment, for example, or for even a historically black college or university. There are always people who say, well, that's fine. It's nice that that was comfortable there, but the world isn't that way, and you're going to be at a disadvantage when you go into a male-dominated classroom. See what I'm saying?
This is what I would say to that. That's like telling you, that's like saying, well, when you're raising your child, you shouldn't really be very nice, and don't be fair, because you know what? The world's not fair. Like, don't give them too much love. I say build them up strong when they're young. Build them strong. I went to an all-girls middle school and high school, and it helped to make me as confident as I am. I really believe that.
Danica McKellar is an actress and math advocate and educator. Her latest book is Girls Get Curves, Geometry Takes Shape, and she joined us from NPR West in Culver City, California. Good luck to you. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much.